Texas. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to a new edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hello, hello.
And with this whole coronavirus pandemic, we've kind of pulled back to every other week, except when we think that there's enough news going on that it warrants a new episode. So there's enough news going on right now, at least in the last 24 hours. Holy moly. So yes. We're going to just kind of run down what things are as of today, and things will change rapidly. So just always, you know, our thing is check the websites of each individual park for updates. They will have that information, the most recent updates for you when approvals come through, because some have been approved by local leaders and some have been approved by both local and the state. And for any of these parks to open, they have to be approved by both. So just know that.
Right.
So let's run down some things that have already opened, like Disney Springs.
Yes, Disney Springs. Yesterday, May 20th, it opened. The third-party stores, not all of them, but a few of them opened, including Blaze Pizza, which I'm excited for people who are going over there and eating Blaze Pizza. I'm kind of jealous of them. But yeah, so Uniqlo's open, Blaze, the Boathouse, Wine Bar George, the Chicken Guy, Anthropology. There's like a lot of things open. I didn't realize how many would be open the first day, but they did. And I know a couple people who went last night for date night.
Oh, do you? And what they yes. do you know what they said?
They said it felt very comfortable and still felt like the magic of Disney, and that people were very nice and waving instead of, you can't see their smile, but you could see them wave.
Oh yeah.
And so, yeah, so they said it felt very comfortable and nice to be on Disney property again. One of the ladies, actually, with her husband, they went to the Boathouse and had dinner and had drinks and the whole shebang.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so they said there was enough space in between tables and their whole arrangement was very good. And the Boathouse is half in, half outside.
Right.
Restaurant. So I think I would feel comfortable if I ever went, whenever I go back to Disney Springs, to eat at that restaurant just because of the airflow.
Right. Well, that's good to hear. And I didn't think about, you know, you can't see people's smiles because they have face masks on. So right. It makes sense. So they're going to be doing more gestures, like waving, more. How do they make friendly gestures without smiling? Because that's a huge part of Disney.
Right, right. So fun mask patterns probably, and
yeah,
waving. And I mean, you could talk through your mask, just keep your distance. And there's another girl that I know that she said that Joffrey's was open and she got a Joffrey's coffee, and she asked the lady that gave her the coffee, said, "So how I go about this? Can I walk around without my mask on and drink my coffee?"
Oh yeah.
And she said that you're able to pull down the mask, take a sip, but between sips to put the mask back on.
I didn't even think of that either.
You know, I know. And then she said that there was other people who were like sitting on like open benches that they had. And they had their mask on, actively drinking their drink that they got from Joffrey's as well. So they said that it's not super strict where it's like you have to keep your mask on through everything. Right. But if you are eating, if you are drinking, yes, you are able to take off your mask to do those things, but you need to put them back on if you're not.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Makes all the sense.
It's becoming a new normal, and I guess people are just happy to go back to Disney, so they don't mind, you know, the distancing, the masks, the sanitizing, all that. So get a little bit of magic back into their life.
I like it. And then Disney-owned stores, do we have a date for those?
Yes, in restaurants? That is confirmed that the World of Disney is opening May 27th. So
that's
a week later. So next Wednesday, I'm sure it's going to be way more packed, though.
Yes.
More people are going to try to want to go there because, actually, what we're going to be talking about next is Universal, but Universal City Walk, their Universal stores are open.
Okay.
And they're celebrating, I believe, the 30th anniversary. And they have these special cups that have the Jaws ride on it and the Back to the Future ride. And what I'm thinking is that Disney is going to, I don't know this for sure, but Disney's probably going to be very similar where they're going to have merchandise that they were going to sell this time of the year anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So they might bring out new things.
Ooh.
So just keep your eyes peeled on social media because you never know what people are going to see and buy when it opens up again, because they're going to have a lot of inventory.
Yeah, they are.
So that's my thought, just because Universal has done it. I'm thinking Disney might follow suit too and bring out maybe not everything, but probably a couple things that they actually want to get rid of or sell now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
So speaking
of
City Walk, Universal next on the list. And City Walk actually opened before Disney Springs did. They opened on Thursday, May 14th. And theirs actually seems like it's going pretty well. Today, people that work at Universal have talked to the task force, the Florida task force, and they mentioned that they have scanned through temperature checks over 30,000 people.
Holy cow.
Right? And they said only a handful tested above the 100.4 degrees.
Okay.
So that is the degrees that they say that you shouldn't be going out.
Right.
According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Mm-hmm.
But what they do, which I thought this was interesting, they don't automatically take your temperature that one time and say, oh, you're above, you have to go home. They put them aside to this indoor holding area for them to quote-unquote cool down.
Oh.
And then take their temperature again.
Oh,
so
okay.
They said everyone except one person was taken to the cool down place and retested and was found to be okay. There was only one person that wasn't, that still was around that temperature and was sent home.
Oh, wow.
Out of all those 30,000. So that's very promising.
That is. That means people are taking it seriously. Cause I think we talked last week. I'm like, if I have a temperature, the last thing I want to do is go to a theme park or a mall or something. Like, I barely want to get out of bed.
Right.
So, you know, it's good to see that people are really taking it seriously and staying home and not pushing it. So that's good news.
And what's good is that one single person that is not allowed in the park, their whole family, whoever they're with, has to leave as well.
Oh, okay.
Because, that makes sense. They're probably in the car with them and they could be exposed to whatever it is.
Yeah,
is
for sure.
In their home. But very exciting stuff, it seems very promising, is at the task force meeting, Universal also presented their reopening plan.
Yes.
And to our surprise, they want to open to the public as soon as June 5th.
Wow.
That is very soon.
Very soon, yeah. I mean,
not even a month.
No. It's a couple weeks.
Yeah, so I was like, whoa, so doesn't mean they're going to be opening June 5th to the public. It's just saying that they are ready to open June 5th and they put it out there for approval.
Right.
And some of the things you can expect part of their plan, and if it is approved and whatnot, would be virtual lines. So they're trying to cut back on the amount of people in the lines to go to the rides.
Right.
Temperature checks, just like City Walk has been doing. Masks are required to be worn by employees and the guests.
Okay.
And this next one is actually interesting. No water rides, which makes sense. And no misting stations.
Right.
So it's going to be hot in the summer. You're not going to have the misting.
Right.
You're used to.
If you're in a virtual line, then you don't need misting in the
exactly.
line.
Exactly. So you wait somewhere with air conditioning.
Right.
You can go on the ride. They will also have mobile food ordering available. And they're really wanting people to pay through the app if you buy things on the store or if you are buying food in line.
Okay.
You can use cash, they said, but it's going to be a whole different procedure on how the guest is able to handle your cash.
Wow.
Right. So they went through all of this, but like Rachel said, it does have to be approved by local and state authority.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes over Governor Ron DeSantis' desk, too. So it's not just something that Universal's like, hey, we're doing this, and can we do it? Like, it has to go through a lot of people.
Yeah. So fingers crossed that, you know, they can move forward with their plan.
Yeah. All right. So there's a lot of other things that they have talked about during the task force meeting, but mm-hmm. most of those things are like no single rider lines. There's going to be space between people on the rides. You get to ride with who you came with, but there'll probably be a row in between your party and the next party.
Okay.
So it's, they really went through thoroughly. And there was even pictures taken at Universal City Walk because City Walk is right where the parks are, the entrances to the parks, but it's the shopping area. Some people went up to Universal, the gates, and saw that already tape was being put down on the floor of the social distancing to get into the park.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, they're getting shut down for a while, so get ready.
Yeah, getting ready, even if it might not be approved for June 5th, they're getting ready for it. And some other news that I'll leave Universal off with is that if this does get approved, how it stands,
mm-hmm.
is that they want to have a test run with just employees going to the parks as if they're guests, June 1st and 2nd, to fix anything that they need to fix.
Mm-hmm.
And then annual pass holders and invited guests, June 3rd and 4th.
Okay.
So if you're an annual pass holder and you're really wanting to get into the park, check your email.
Yeah.
Because you might have to be on a list of put yourself in there. They might not accept all annual passes.
Right. So yeah, so that's barring and pending approval by local and state authorities, but that is what the plan is that they have submitted for approval. So we'll see what happens. We'll keep you guys updated. And then moving on to Legoland, they also submitted a plan, and they have already been approved by local authority to open June 1st. Now, this was just by the local authority. It still needs to be approved by the state. But they've got one step done, so they have to wait for the next step.
Right.
But part of their plan is opening with 50% capacity, which is 6,000 guests, temperature checks. And this is interesting. Mm-hmm. Guests are not required to wear face masks as part of their plan.
Yeah.
But
which
they
that
will
might be changed by state authority.
Right. Yeah. So that was what was approved by the local authority, but you know, next up is state authority. But they would provide masks to those who want to wear them but don't have them. So we'll see if that gets approved by the state authority.
Yeah, it should be very interesting. I'm surprised that Legoland got approved so fast with local, but they might, because they're a different county than the rest of the other theme parks are, so they might have been like talking more frequently to them.
Yeah. All right.
Very interesting.
SeaWorld.
Yeah. SeaWorld and Disney were waiting on to see when they'll give out their plans. But SeaWorld mm-hmm. has been testing to see if face masks could work on the rides. So they won't fly off your face.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine?
I guess it's a smart move, though. I was thinking about that.
Yeah. I mean, because like on a lot of rides, you have to take your hat off because it'll fly off.
But, right.
Like, I feel like face masks are pretty well secured.
Right.
But I don't know. That's interesting.
They had some employees get on some rides and some masks and see if it works. They did.
Oh my goodness.
So it should be interesting to see about that. And also, you're going to see these parks sell their own face masks.
Oh yeah. I mean, professional sports teams have already started selling them. Disney started selling them on their Shop Disney store online with proceeds benefiting a charity. Mm-hmm. There was also a bathing suit, a bikini that was actually a three-piece bikini. It was a top, a bottom, and a face mask that matched.
Oh my. See? And probably waterproof too.
I know. And I never thought I'd have to you know, match my face mask to my outfit.
Right. I just would never have thought of the day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I did get my hair cut on Monday, and I had to wear a face mask during it. And I was talking to my hair stylist, and I wanted to go really short. I don't know if I'm losing my mind because of the quarantine, but, you know, I got the haircut, but I was wearing a mask the whole time. And I was like, one of my things is I'm always worried about my face being too fat for a haircut, like Aww. For the cut. And I'm like, well, my face looks really good with the cut right now because black is so slimming. That's the color of my face mask. And I'm like, what's it going to look like when I take it off?
Oh my, that's funny.
But I won't have to go out in public with it off, so.
Right, so those people who, let's say you like to put on makeup, you don't have to put makeup on.
Just put some mascara on, that's all they can see.
That's it, just make those eyes pop.
It's like the perfect little black dress. It's the perfect little black face mask.
Yeah.
All jokes aside, Island H2O Live. This is on I-4, right off of I-4, right?
Right, it's the, not on I-4, I would say it's I-92.
That's right, I-92, okay.
Yeah, so it's the Margaritaville water park. They got approved by local and state to open, and they're opening this Saturday, May 23rd.
Oh my.
I was shocked when I got the email because I thought it was very quick turnaround there.
Yeah.
So they're opening that day, and they actually, I have the email here right from them about they're going to have a park capacity. They didn't say how many people are allowed in, but just a limited number that they're going to keep track of. They are going to do temperature checks.
Uh-huh.
Require face mask, but they said you do not need to wear a face mask in the water or on slides, but you need to wear it walking to and from things and lounging.
Okay, practice. So maybe we need to start making those waterproof masks.
Right? I'm like, I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know. I don't know what is, I know it's probably chlorine in their pools, but I wonder how it kills the germs. I would love to know the science on this. Practice social distancing, they said, with the 6 feet apart, promote hand hygiene and respiratory etiquette. That they said, if you're displaying signs, encouraging employees and guests to stay home if you're sick. And when you're actively there, to wash your hands and cover coughs and sneezes. They're cleaning and disinfecting a lot of things while it's still open. Like, actively, employees are going around and cleaning areas that are touched a lot.
Okay.
It's interesting, so... And they're encouraging electronic payments.
My. Ooh. I don't know, man. I'm not bathing suit ready being quarantined. I am not ready to get in a bathing suit right now.
I'm very, like, all power to them. But I am very, like, surprised about water parks opening so soon. But, I mean, if they have created the guidelines, I trust that they're going to be as safe as they could be.
Yeah.
During these times. And with Universal as well, like, I was thinking about their Volcano Bay.
Yeah.
They didn't say, from what I saw, they didn't say whether Volcano Bay was included in the reopening, but I know that Islands of Adventure and Universal Studios theme park are included in that reopening plan.
Okay. Okay. Good to know.
Yes.
Some local Tampa Bay area attractions. The Florida Aquarium opened Friday, May 15th. Online reservations are required for that place for all guests, whether you're a member or a first-time visitor. And then Zoo Tampa has announced they're going to be reopening on Friday, May 29th. Advanced tickets and reservations are recommended and will be available starting May 25th. And so any of these parks with their updates and any of these attractions that are going to be opening, like we said, things will change very quickly. So if you have questions about when they're reopening and what their reopening plans are, or what you'll have to do when you enter their attraction, you can always, the best resource is their official website, because yes, things change all times of day. There's no news cycle anymore. Things just come out whenever they come out. So always double check their official websites for all the most updated information.
Yes, absolutely. Some of the stuff that's coming out in the news is speculation.
Yeah. So, you know, as soon as they have the green light to go, it'll be on those official websites. So just fingers crossed that, you know, some of these plans get local and state approval and we can start moving forward and trying out what our new normal looks like at theme parks and attractions.
Yes, it seems like things are moving very quickly and they're actively trying their best to stay as safe but as productive as possible.
Yeah, and help get some of their people back to work for sure.
That's great.
All right, so like I've said before, we've kind of we're not doing the theme park tip of the week because, well, nobody can really go to a park right now.
Right.
So we've kind of replaced it with what are we watching, because we're spending a lot of time at home.
Yes.
So, Michaela, what have you been watching?
I've been binge watching. Actually, I've never binge. I have binge watched a lot of shows when I was in college, but yeah, not recently. I've gone through already 3 seasons of Community in like 2 weeks.
Oh, my.
And they have a lot of episodes, but Community, I've never watched it before. It is a comedy television show and it's so easy to digest because it's only about like 20 some minute episodes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm in love. I know it came out like when I was like in high school or younger, but ooh, it was like 2010 or something, but I'm watching it now 10 years later.
Oh wow, well that's good. I've never watched that show, but I'll put it on my list for sure.
Yeah, it gets in a rabbit hole, I'd say, of just their inside humor. So when you watch something that's season 3, episode 10, it's like recalls like season 1, something that happened then.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that funny? Oh, it's so good. But what have you been watching?
So last week I talked about how I was trying to start Mad Men.
Right.
I moved on. I couldn't do it anymore. Okay.
Did you finish season 1?
No, I didn't even, I only watched like 6 episodes. I couldn't do it. So I moved on. But I've moved on to Schitt's Creek.
Yes, I've been watching that too.
Okay. So I watched 1 season in like 2 days.
Uh-huh.
Like you said, very easy to digest, 20 minute episodes.
So funny.
Very funny. Oh my gosh, it is so funny. And the 6th season is about to come out on Netflix. I think each season's like 12 to 13 episodes. But
6 is the final season, right?
Yes. So it's already wrapped on TV just a couple weeks ago.
It's a Canadian show.
Yeah, it was on Pop, the Pop network.
Mm-hmm.
But Eugene Levy and his son mm-hmm. are in it. And I think his son, I think they're both the creator or producer. But
yeah,
Catherine O'Hara from SNL and like Beetlejuice is just very funny. It's about a well-off family who in the first episode they find out that they've lost pretty much everything except for this town that the dad bought for his son as a joke. And it's called Schitt's Creek. And it just goes from there. It just shows them having to live life without all of the money they used to have. And it's just hysterical.
Oh, yes.
So it really makes me laugh. And then also a new show that just came out on Netflix called Sweet Magnolias.
I haven't heard it.
It literally just came out a couple days ago. And it stars Joanna Garcia Swisher. Garcia Swisher. She actually went to my high school.
Oh.
But she's been in a lot of different things on television.
And so I'm a huge fan of her. So I follow her on Instagram. So that's how I found out about the show. But it's got her. It's got Justin Bruning, who was on All My Children, if anybody ever watched that show back in the day. Heather Headley, who has been on a bunch of stuff as well. And Jamie Lynn Spears is actually in it. And Chris Klein, who was in the American Pie movies. So it's about three friends in this little town in the South, and what their life is like and how they stick together. And it's really a sweet show. And it just shows, you know, close-knit families and friends in a little town, and everybody talks about everybody and knows their business. So it's kind of fun. But they're like 48 minutes to an hour long episodes. So they're a little more time consuming, but there's only one season so far because it just came out, but I'm really enjoying that one as well.
What is it called again?
Sweet Magnolias.
Sweet Magnolias. Okay. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's cute. It kind of reminds me of like Gilmore Girls a little bit.
Okay. I've never seen Gilmore Girls.
Okay. Oh, you got to watch that on Netflix.
I know. People keep telling me.
Oh my gosh. I didn't watch that show until like two summers ago, and I binged it right before the Netflix movie came out.
That's right.
And, one of my favorite shows now. It's so sweet.
I have to watch it. See, all these shows that were like were released years ago, I'm now watching.
Yeah, I know. I try to watch one new, like, not new, one show that was released a long time ago that I never got around to. I always try to like watch the series during the summer because a lot of my regular TV shows are on hiatus.
Right.
So that's, but like I've had a lot of hiatus lately, so I've been watching a lot. But yeah, so that's all we got. Anything else you want to add before we go?
No, but I'm sure we'll hear a lot more on what Disney has to say and what SeaWorld has to say about their reopening plans. And one little thing I wanted to mention that we talked about on a previous episode is how we talked about how Disney was canceling reservations from June 1st to about June 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And with Universal saying they're opening June 5th makes me believe that Disney probably wants to be around the same time too.
Okay.
Just speculation, but we will see more in the coming weeks.
Yes, we will. And as news comes out, if another new episode warrants it, we will be back with another episode of Theme Parks and Rec. Otherwise, we'll catch you we will catch you next week because that's our regular scheduled every other week. But if news breaks earlier and it warrants another podcast, we'll jump on and record one for you because we're just as excited to see all these parks open up and people get back to work as you are. So thank you so much for listening. Stay safe, wash your hands, don't touch your face, and we'll catch you next time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.